Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason. This is Scott Zolak. The Miami Dolphins take down the Patriots 20-10. And Zoe, some very conservative play calling in the first half. Five pass attempts by Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're dealing a lot of injuries here, and it's a depth issue. I think there's concern to keep the quarterback upright. And I think there's also, you know, the question is, can we get Steven Jackson going, you know, this late in his career? Is he going to be able to give you a little bit of something? I thought he ran hard today. I thought he caught that screen pass, picked up a nice first down, but there were some good, strong, positive yards out of him. And you did want to burn some of that clock. You want to keep Tom Brady upright because that's the last thing we need to see happen. And what's what happened when Dominican Sue rolled up the back of the ankle. And then Tom Brady took a couple other cheap shots throughout the course of the game, and we just don't want that guy to get beaten up. Got 2 weeks to rest people. The worst thing I think about this game was that Ninkovich, McCourty, Chung, they all fought to get back in to make sure you secure home field throughout. Hey, they had it all in front of them, and they didn't do it.
To what extent do you think the Patriots' play calling in the first half kept the Dolphins alive and able to play in the second half and beat them downfield for a lot of big plays that ended up?
We got the best quarterback in the game. We got the best tight end in the game. And I think we got one of the best play callers in the game. When you don't have all your bullets, and we got to get Julian Edelman back. When Edelman's back and he's running that slot, he's running the Z, Danny Amendola right now doesn't have a burst. He could use another 2 weeks. And Gronkowski was a non-factor. When you only have Gronkowski out there with James White, then all of a sudden, you know, they can kind of start combo coverage with Gronk and take him out of the game plan. So I'm not going to sit here and kill Josh McDaniels when he doesn't have all his bullets in a gun. Let's wait a couple weeks. Let's see. Wait till he gets all those bullets. And then if he fires and misses the target, then we can go after him.
Speaking of bullets, you mentioned Steven Jackson. Do you feel like he's starting to get his sea legs back a little bit?
Yeah, it's going to take a while. I remember LeGarrette, remember from camp where LeGarrette was a little bit out of shape. They tried to run him a little bit towards the end to get him cranked up. Same type of situation right there.
All right, so home field advantage was on the line today. Patriots didn't clinch that. They still have a chance if Denver loses. How important is that? And if they have to go on the road, what's the game plan?
Yeah, do what you got to do. I don't fear anybody in this conference. I think this thing's wide open. I still think we're the favorite. See where it falls. You know, I mean, if Denver's the number one seed, as this week progresses, then Pittsburgh, if they beat Cincinnati, then they got to go out there to Denver. And then we could still finish number two and host the AFC Championship game. So it's all positive from down here.
All right, well, before all that starts, we have a bye week, so we're going to take a week off, and we'll see you after the first round of the Patriots playoffs.
Need a week off after that one.
Yeah. All right, Zoe, thanks so much. And thanks for watching Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.